Welcome back, my friends, to the Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about a movie that is neither extreme. What do I mean by that? When we think of life, we think of the good moments, we think of the bad moments, but we don't realize that most of what we live in life is in between. It's kind of like we know that there's a right and wrong, but a lot of things fall in the gray. That is actually the title of the movie we are talking about today. And that is how these guys operate. Now, in my mind, I'm watching this. And as I'm watching this, it's like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, League of Extraordinary Warfare, a little bit of Mission Impossible, kind of all mixed up in between. But I could not help my brain. I kept seeing Superman, Spider-Man, Superman, Spider-Man. What am I talking about? The two main characters are Henry Cavill and Jake Gyllenhaal. So, Superman, Spider-Man. Now, here we get to actually hear Henry's actual European accent that he has. So we get to see that here, and we get to see their just the whole tough guy persona. But I just kept getting caught in the whole Superman, Spider-Man. And I was able to focus on the movie, but I just couldn't get that out of my head. So if you do go see this, that's one thing to kind of keep an eye out for, at least a little bit. Now, this one is, they are basically mercenaries, and they are hired by this young lady to help get a contract taken care of that she needs taken care of. And in order to do so, they must con the con. They must do things that are very questionable, very entertaining. Admittedly, this one, I wasn't sure what to expect going in. I had not even seen the trailer for this until I was getting ready to do this and where I attached the trailer to this, which I'm going to be sharing with you here in a minute. So I had no clue going into this what it was about. And when I sat there, I'm like, if you're not over here on our YouTube channel, you're going to miss all the weird facial expressions and all of the chaos that kind of goes along with that. This week is going to be a total week of chaos, so I want you to be prepared because we are going to start getting into our Star Wars series as we've got Mandalorian and Grogu coming out later this week. But in this one specifically has nothing to do with that. I'm just kind of mentioning that because I know this is the review that's going live on Monday. I actually recorded this a couple days ago because I wanted to record this when it was nice and fresh in my brain so I could bring it to you as it is. And there's the whole sabotage and just the humor and the traps, and it's just, this is just an adventure. And yes, they are working towards a goal. Whether or not they succeed at that goal is questionable. I will say the movie ends at a point that almost feels like a cliffhanger, so I'm hoping there's more to come. I don't know any more than you do on that. But it kind of, one of the final scenes, you see a very important phone ringing for something. And don't worry, that's not a spoiler because I'm not telling you who or what on that. But this is the very last scene. You see this and you're like going, there's going to be more. And so when the credits were rolling, I kept expecting to see a bonus scene in the credits or after the credits. And there was none. And I'm like, don't do that to me. Literally, like, don't do that. Don't tease me with the idea that there's going to be more to this story, more of these guys, and then not give me anything. I don't know if that was done intentionally or if that was just part of this process. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But let's jump into the trailer, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on.
No way, I'm moving!
3, 2, 1.
Call Gary into my office. There is a situation here.
I assure you, you'd like to listen. The alternative is very expensive.
Gary!
Get them out of my office now.
Gary, a moment. There are two versions of how this narrative plays out.
Exhibit A.
Gary waits patiently and quietly by the door.
Exhibit B.
Gary steps forward and you spend the next 6 hours sponging him off the walls. I know which version Gary would prefer. Gary.
That is very much the tone of this movie. It is just, it's like, okay, there's multiple options here. Let's see which one would be the most beneficial. And obviously we know which option Gary would prefer.
Manny Salazar. He's not really the guy you loan $1 billion and expect to see it back.
You think you can cover it?
You know I can. End this job. When mistakes are made, you need insurance.
You can!
Kids, don't say a word. Follow me. Bronco and Sid.
Hey, mama!
Well, now solve it their way.
Love the show.
It's Silk.
Of course it is.
I just told you. It's Silk.
Come on now.
This is Salazar's island. The police are on payroll. And he has a reasonably experienced private army.
So what are their chances with all of this? Let's see, you're going to a private island that has a private police, private military, and here you've got just a handful of guys. Let's just say it doesn't play out quite like you might think.
Tick every box.
Tick every tuck.
Loop every wheel.
Lick every step.
3, 2, 1.
Range 300. Wait, 275. Make your mind up. 250. Ram a chance.
They work between the moral and the immoral. The black and the white. They operate in the gray.
Show them what you got!
I foresee a problem. I am aware that there is a 300-foot deep untraversable ravine, but if you give yourself enough runway, build up some speed, and flap your arms like so,
it should take the bump out of the landing.
This is one of those movies that will keep you on the edge of your seat. It's not like super action where you're just like, but there is something entertaining in every part of this movie as it goes on. And it's violent and it's just absurd at times. And you're like, there's no way this would actually happen. And that's kind of the point. This is not supposed to be some realistic psyop. This is supposed to be entertainment, and that it surely is. So if you are wanting something fun and you want to go see like a date movie that's not just like a chick flick or not just like one of these other typical type stories, this one is a lot of fun. If you're just a bunch of guys wanting to go see something fun, this is a great like bro. It's a great bro movie. And it's just, like I said, it's entertaining, but I still get caught up on the Superman, Spider-Man. I can't help it. But even with that, I was able to focus on the movie and really enjoy as this plays out. It's a little messier than you might think. And it, like I said, it's grossly absurd at times. So if you're expecting realism, you're going to be disappointed. But if you want action and entertainment, you are going to be pleasantly surprised. If you like the Mission Impossible movies, if you like the League movies, if you like Indiana Jones type movies, not in the whole treasure thing, but just like as they're trying to outrun everybody and just kind of seeing how that plays out, where it's just like you're trying to pay attention to all the things going on at once and seeing the thought out process and seeing the processes of how and why they're lining all of this up the way that they do it. When it's all said and done, you're going to be left smiling. Like I said, it kind of leaves you on a little bit of a cliffhanger, which definitely I'm reaching out to them going, please make another one. Don't leave us there. Please don't leave us there. But if you, like I said, if you're wanting something fun, I highly do recommend this. If you want to go check it out, I'm giving this a guilty rating only because of some of the violence and stuff like that in the movie. I'd probably say maybe 10 and above. It might be safe with parental involvement. There is a lot of very strong language, a lot of F-bombs that are dropped, a lot of other very questionable language and stuff that is involved here. So just kind of want to give people the heads up on that. Now, score-wise, you may be wondering where I'm at on this. This one I was really debating. I'm like, okay, high end here, low end here. I'm not going to actually tell you what the highs and the lows would be, but I did come in at a 6.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. not a great score by any means, but definitely an entertaining movie. So, like I said, if you are looking for something entertaining and just fun, this is it. So, as always, I hope that you have enjoyed this adventure with me. If you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that little notification bell so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I will be back with you soon. Bye.